Welcome to the Lead a New Future podcast. I'm Kate Ruby Aroha, a senior leadership trainer with close to 2 decades of experience. The leadership I'm about is one that values respect and transparency while harnessing our ability to effect change. With a clinical background, I've worked within highly acclaimed leadership teams in the health sector of New Zealand before spending a decade facilitating advanced leadership experiences across multiple countries. And here's the thing about leadership. Leadership is just as important within our homes as it is within every level of our community, teams, and organizations. In this podcast, you'll find a variety of conversations that connect to our leadership and our lives, where we can impact what matters, where it matters. Let's get into it. Hey, it's Kate, and welcome to this episode of She Leads a New Future. I want to talk about efficiency in communications and leadership in communications. So this is in particular when there is people who are working on a team, for example. It might be that you guys are within the same team, or it might be that you've got people who are working for you. In this conversation, we're going to be talking about who owns the tasks and really understanding ownership of task and really understanding how to communicate about a task without transferring the actual responsibility of the problem to someone else. And this is something that I think is actually really important, because when we don't do this well, there's a lot of weight of responsibility that gets shared amongst too many people. And the ownership isn't clear, but also it is just really inefficient with time. And as you probably know through a lot of these episodes, I am a huge advocate for efficiency and productivity because, as women, if we are mums and running businesses and we've got a lot of balls in the air, the more efficient and effective that we can be, the more time that we've got to essentially focus onto the things that really move the needle. And so I'll share with you a little bit about some of the agreements that we have within our own team around tasks. And I haven't always seen things this way, and it was quite a learning over time. So if I can help shortcut anyone's learning through this conversation, then that's bloody awesome. So within our team, when someone has a task that they own and they have to communicate a piece of that to someone else, then there's an expectation that the communication is really clear around what is their request of the other person. So I'll give you an example. We had someone just starting new in the team just recently, and they picked up on an issue. And the issue was essentially that it looked like they were new to the team, and they haven't yet been trained, I guess, in our ways, how we do things around here. And so the communication was put into our project management system. It was a communication that they had for me. And one, it actually wasn't something that I needed to be involved in. But two, when they communicated to me, it wasn't a request about a specific bit of information that they needed to then be able to move forward. The way in which it was communicated is that they transferred the problem over to me. So the way in which they communicated in the project management system is that they created a task and just dumped all of the information there and then assigned it to me. What that does is it transfers the problem onto my shoulders, and that's not cool. And that's something that you want to be really aware of when people are doing this, because this I'm talking about in a business context here, but this can easily even happen in life, in communications within families and relationships, is that people transfer the problem to someone else. Whereas one thing I've gotten very clear about is that I'm not going to own problems that aren't something that's uniquely within my scope to be owning. And so we ended up having a conversation, and this was a real clarity conversation around, hey, look, okay, so this is how we do things around here. This is expectations, this is roles, and then this is how we communicate things. So what that person learned, and it was a great learning opportunity, is in future, what they needed to do when they caught that particular thing was actually something that didn't even need to be in my space. I didn't need to have any awareness of that problem. That particular thing could easily be resolved within the team, within the resources within the team, without even bringing my awareness into it. And so that's actually how those things need to be resolved. But let's say that that thing that had, let's say it might have had about 7 moving parts. Let's say hypothetically, if one of those moving parts, like so 1 out of the 7, did require an action from me to be able to move it forward, hypothetically. Then in that instance, how that needs to be communicated is we have this project management system where any admin related actions are put, so that therefore I will sit down every 2 days and I'll go through the things that are just needed for me to move forward, and I will just batch them and I'll knock them all out together in half an hour. So I'll do that every 2 days, and then that just really frees me up my mental space. But let's say if 1 out of those 7 things does require, because there's no one else on the team that can do it, it really is something that's dependent on me, great. Then how that gets communicated is just that one piece gets communicated into the project management system with a clear request from me of what's required. I don't need to know the whole backstory. I don't need to be having my awareness the whole issue, because it's just not needed. And if we can free up my space with that, then that's a really great thing. And that's really important for efficiency. And that's not just like Kate being special, it's anyone across the team. Everyone on the team doesn't need to know about this issue. It's just if whoever's responsible for it has ownership of getting that resolved, they only need to pull in the people who are required for different various pieces of it. So for example, for that, for me, it would just be like, for this one was like a passport. It would be, Kate, please give me a copy of your passport. So that's a straight, clear request. I can see that and immediately send the passport through. Now, it just so happened that it wasn't required from me because the passport and all of that stuff is on file within the team. I don't need to be involved in anything like that because that's already been set up in our systems and stuff like that. But if that was the case, then the communication of the request is clear, specific, and only has the detail of what is needed for me to do my specific action, which is 1-7. I don't need to know the background or the issue if it's not relevant. And I think this is really important. And this is some of the stuff that I work with even when I'm working with corporate clients who have got big businesses going on. And one of the areas that has been useful for them to clean up is actually cleaning up what's in their space, and efficiency in communications with them and their team around them, so that they can be freed up to operate at the level that they are the most effective. So I hope this has been useful for you to hear. And sometimes, and I will say this, sometimes in the early days when we go to put down clarity of communication and clear boundaries, initially in the early days, it can feel like we're being mean. And I want to just encourage or let you know that if that's how you feel on any level, you've got to deal with that with yourself. Because if there is an old lingering round of people pleasing and you've got to be nice and you've got to accommodate people, that is actually incompatible with growth. And it's interpretation that's not actually the truth. You can be clear and have clear boundaries and have clear expectations and have high standards with yourself and your team and the people around you. And that's incredible. Like, it's a juicy environment that's conducive to growth because everyone's committed to the outcome. It's got nothing to do with being an asshole. It's got nothing to do with being nice or not nice. Nice or not nice is just an entirely different level of conversation than effective. What are we committed to here? What are we playing for here? And then what's the most effective structure and system and expectation that's going to support us in getting that outcome? They're different conversations. Do you get that? But if we accidentally layer in, don't want to be mean, got to be nice, don't want to blah, 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 to that, then we're missing the point and we're collapsing two worlds together that aren't the same thing. So if you have that come up for you and you think to yourself, look, I've got to be nice and I can't, you know, blah, 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 deal with that with yourself. Like, genuinely, you want to go toe to toe with that and really get clear with yourself and untangle it, uncollapse it, and get very clear for yourself that what you're committed to is blah, blah, blah. Okay, and you might need to zoom out and go to a higher level commitment and get really clear on what are you actually committed to. lock that in and be about that commitment, which then that will allow you to have the conversations that are needed, right? Because you'll be more committed to what you're committed to versus being committed to small conversations like, don't want to upset anyone, don't want to blah, blah, blah. If you know anyone who would find this conversation really useful, if you've even got someone in your team and you'd like to share it with them, please do so. And always, if you share these episodes on social media, please tag me in and I'd love to reshare it as well. And if you have any requests for future episodes, come on over to @KateRubyAroha on Instagram. Send me a DM and request and let me know if you'd like me to include your name and Instagram as a shout out to when I answer your question on here. And if you do want me to keep you anonymous, let me know that too, and so I can respect your wishes on that. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you in the next episode of She Leads a New Future.